Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
Idea Man.
Because it was our off day, it was a Tuesday, then we went in on Wednesday, and none of us as players, coaches, had any concept of what was going to happen.
Innovator.
Just the raw emotions of being at Lambeau Field that night, and when Chris Gizzi, you know, who had served our country, carried that flag out.
And Packers Hall of Famer.
Trying to get back to some normalcy, and everybody was in it together. It was a really powerful night at Lambeau.
It's time for Tausch on Wisconsin's Morning News. Presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin and Kohler Services.
Mark Tausch on Wisconsin's Morning News is sponsored by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
Hey, Tausch, news just broke this week that Tua Tagovailoa, he's the quarterback of the Dolphins. We now know officially that he's being put on injured reserve after suffering his third documented concussion. And he's had some bad ones on television that everyone has seen. What's your take on that and what his future looks like? That he's had three concussions that we know of, but man, this guy's been taking just massive hits to the head.
Yeah. You know what? When that all played out, I think, last week, everybody was telling him to retire. And I got a little bit irritated by that because obviously you want his health to be at the top of the list, but this is something he's chased and has dreamt about being, and it should be him and his family's decision, not anybody else's. But I do think, you know, players need protection from themselves because he's going to want to get back out there and play. So I thought from the Dolphins' perspective, they screwed up big time the last time this happened. He had the concussion. I think they actually ended up playing the Packers the week after, and he ended up with another concussion right after. And that's always the part that's the most delicate for players, is right after. You have to be super conscious, and I think that's where the NFL has stepped in and put some mandates in place as far as, you know, independent neurological people. So in hearing that the Dolphins put him on IR, that takes away the questioning every week. It takes it out of his hands that he could say he can play. So now you get that month to kind of let that brain recover, go through the process. But if I'm his family, I'm very cautious about it. But you also realize this is his dream. This is what he wants to do. And if he is cleared and the doctors say he's good to go, I think he should be able to go back out there and play. But it's such a tricky personal thing. And the thing about the whole the national conversation the last week, I just didn't like other players and coaches jumping in and telling him what he should do, because one of the rules of playing, you know, professional sports, or at least unwritten rule, is you don't talk about people's money and you don't talk about the career. You know, you don't get into that. That's for pundits and everything else. And that was the part last week that kind of made me a little bit, you know, off, put me a little bit.
Seen a few guys around the league, Tausch, not a lot, but a few wearing that extra layer over the helmet that is now being worn, I think, pretty much during practices, but a few guys have made that decision to wear it during games.
Yeah, it was weird because when you first saw it, I think it was two training camps ago, you'd see this guardian cap being played. And listen, man, I think, you know, everybody always wants, you know, the old saying, look good, feel good, play good. I think that all goes out the window, and especially, you know, I remember Aaron Rodgers, when he had a couple of concussions, went with a big, you know, bigger helmet, and it looked a little goofy, but that has to be at the top of the, you know, the food chain when it comes to what you need to wear. I think it's awesome that the NFL is allowing guys to do that, because their uniform policy, you know, if you don't have a sock up the right length, you get fined. Now all of a sudden you're allowing guardian caps to be put on, and they're putting like a cap over the top of it to make it look like the helmet. So the safer and the more stuff that you can put in place that will limit some of this head trauma, I'm all in on.
Man, I'm old enough to have gone to Milwaukee Admirals games when they didn't require helmets.
No helmets.
There's still dudes running around out there with no helmet.
Teeth flying everywhere and everything else. Yeah, and it's always funny, and especially in the hockey world, because you're like, well, why wouldn't – I look at me and my son plays. Why wouldn't you wear a cage? And then you talk to the pros, oh, you got to be able to see and all this other stuff. But and then everybody's got 16 teeth missing, and you're like, maybe you should have wore a cage. That might have been a better option.
You sound quiet today, Tausch. Are you being held against your will? Do we need to be concerned? Or
blink twice.
You okay?
Are you talking like?
Tell Pancake you're okay.
Pancake, wink, wink, three winks. I'm okay.
Thanks, my friend. We'll talk tomorrow.
See you guys.